This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The Israeli military is battling their way into the heart of the main city in the southern Gaza Strip on Sunday. The latest now from Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan.
The air rumbled with constant explosions and thick columns of white smoke rose over Khan Yunis, which is sheltering hundreds of thousands of civilians who fled to other parts of the enclave. Residents said tanks had reached the main north-south road after intense combat through the night. In the city's Nasser hospital, streams of casualties were brought in on Sunday. This man said his son had been shot by a sniper. Militant group Islamic Jihad, allied to Gaza's Hamas rulers, said its fighters were battling Israeli forces in the area.
Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan, who says both sides also reported heavy fighting in the north of the Gaza Strip. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. U.S. President Joe Biden has invited Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky to a meeting at the White House on Tuesday to discuss the ongoing war against Russia and the quote-unquote vital importance of continued U.S. support of their defense efforts. The White House, in a statement on Sunday, said the two will discuss urgent needs facing Ukraine. The meeting comes as the White House looks to strike an agreement with Congress that would provide military aid for Ukraine and Israel. The family of imprisoned Iranian activist Narges Mohammadi greeted a torchlight procession in Oslo on Sunday after accepting the Nobel Peace Prize on behalf at a ceremony. Earlier Sunday, Mohammadi's children accepted this year's Nobel Peace Prize in the Norwegian capital on her behalf. This is VOA News.